الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إذ تصعدون ولا تلوون على أحد والرسول يدعوكم في أخراكم فأثابكم غما بغم لكي لا تحزنوا على ما فاتكم ولا ما أصابكم والله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we mentioned that during this Ghazwa to Uhud, there were two difficult and trying times upon the Muslims. And the first time was that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a rumor had spread that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. And then Sahaba radiallahu anhum, some of them felt that they shouldn't continue with the fighting in Ghazwa to Uhud and they should stop. And the second time that Sahaba radiallahu anhum faced some difficulty was when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he posted a group of archers on a specific mountain and told them that if we win or we lose, we should not move from this place. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, some of them made this mistake and they felt that now the Muslims have won, and they left their position and they went for the booty and then realized that the Muslims have not yet won, have not as yet won the war, the battle, and the kuffar came from the rear and they attacked, and in that they killed so many Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about that in those verses. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the description what exactly happened after that. So Allah says, إِذْ تُسْعِدُونَ وَلَا تَلْوُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. Now when things were becoming fierce and severe on the battlefield, a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they began to run away from the battle. So إِذْ تُسْعِدُونَ means, remember the time when you were running off. وَلَا تَلْوُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ, and when you, group of this particular small group of Sahaba, وَلَا تَلْوُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ, you were running off the battlefield without turning to anybody. You weren't looking at any person's direction, any person's side. وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ فِي أُخْرَاكُمْ, but from the rear, from behind you, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was calling you. He was telling you not to run away from the battle. He was saying, هَلُمَّ إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ, come to me, O servants of Allah, come to me, O servants of Allah. So because you did that, you upset Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he needed you at that time, because the war was not yet over and the Muslims had to still fight the enemy. So because of that, on account of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَثَابَكُمْ غَمَّا بِغَمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then rewarded you in this way. Allah gave you distress. Allah gave you gham. Why? بِغَمٍ, because بِسَبَبِ غَمِّكُمُ الرَّسُولِ, because you gave Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam distress at that time. لِكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَىٰ مَا أَصَابَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave you. This is linked to the previous verse, وَلَقَدْ عَفَىٰ عَنْكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave you then, so that you do not feel sad over what has missed you. In other words, if you didn't get any booty now, then you won't feel sad about that anymore, because you got something greater than that. And what is that? You got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maghfirah. وَلَا مَا أَصَابَكُمْ. Maybe there were some casualties or some incidents that happened where you may have lost lives, etc. But in that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you won't feel sad anymore, because you got the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the best thing for a person to achieve and to get. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Then Allah says that whatever you do, Allah is well informed. So in other words, the lesson, the point behind this lesson today is, Allah's maghfirah supersedes everything. Perhaps we make some mistakes in life, and of course even Sahaba radiallahu anhu, at that time it was purely a misjudgment and an error that came on their part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reprimanded that group of Sahaba in these verses, but immediately after that, we see not one place, a few places, Allah talks about how He forgave them. And that itself is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ عَفَىٰ عَنْكُمْ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْرٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah forgave you. Allah is bounteous upon the believers. In other words, all the time we should reflect upon this. We slip up sometimes, we make some mistake. Immediately we turn to Allah. Believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maghfirah supersedes everything, and Allah forgives.